I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth.
You do it.
At the Greenwood Genetic Center in Florence, South Carolina, a family sits in the waiting room before their appointment.
Mama.
Kenzie, who is 19 months old, takes turns picking out toys to play with in the corner next to both her grandmother and her mother, Lindsay Brandt.
We pretty much came here to try to figure out what was wrong with my daughter since she came out pretty much looking just like me. She had all the same problems I was having whenever I was younger.
They are here for a follow-up appointment to learn about the results from a genetics test and to get answers for 24-year-old Lindsay and 19-month-old Kenzie. And even though the center was booked until July, they were able to schedule an appointment with a geneticist in a matter of days. They walk into an exam room and see the geneticist, Michael Lyons, on the television screen. He's able to connect from his office in Charleston. Otherwise, there's no geneticist at the Florence office. Dr. Lyons drives to the Florence office about once a month, making appointments hard to get. But with telehealth, his schedule is more flexible.
With telemedicine, then we open up every day of the week.
This family was the first family to use telehealth at the Greenwood Genetics Center back in October. And now, they're back.
I think for something like this, it works.
Dr.
Really
Lyons
well.
Talks with them, going over their results, sharing his screen with them, and asking them if they have questions. Lindsay follows Dr. Lyons on the screen, while Lindsay's mother, Wendy Brandt, prefers to look at the paper in front of her. She says getting answers fast helps.
I've dealt with other genetics with my daughter prior to this, and not having a diagnosis for 24 years makes a big difference.
The diagnosis is Waardenburg syndrome, a rare genetic disorder that can cause hearing loss and changes in the coloring of the hair, skin, and eyes. Now, both mother and daughter have answers. But 24 years ago, genetic testing was not common, leaving Lindsay Brandt without a definite diagnosis until today.
Oftentimes, families will go through what's called a diagnostic odyssey. They know that there's something going on, and they go through lots of testing, see lots of doctors, and go years and years without an answer.
Dr. Lyon says advances in genetics and testing helps, but there's still a looming clinical geneticist shortage nationwide.
Relative to other states, South Carolina has a relatively large number of geneticists. Having said that, we still do not have the recommended number of geneticists.
He says that recommended number is one geneticist to every 250,000 people. South Carolina currently has about a dozen clinical geneticists and would need as many as five more to meet the American Board of Medical Genetics and Genomics recommendation.
For this kind of like counseling all the time.
The telemedicine coordinator for the Greenwood Genetics Center, Jennifer Lynch, says that even though telemedicine is a new approach for them, it is already helping families like the Brandts receive quicker and more convenient appointments.
There are times when families come through here, we don't see them back forever because we don't hear from them, we don't know what happened to them. Well, this opens that door back and give them something to come back and talk to my geneticist.
Lynch says when it comes to a telehealth appointment, they try to mirror a traditional appointment, with everything from the flow of the appointment to the length of the appointment, which sometimes can take an hour.
Whatever's happened when he's here, it will happen in telemedicine too. The only difference is he's not physically in the room.
The Greenwood Genetics Center began using telehealth last year, starting with the Brandts. This month they plan to add more telehealth appointments and eventually allow families to connect to their geneticists from their local provider and even from home. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. South Carolina Educational Television is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth.